know who you came here to see. If you afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, so let me see you get loose. It's going down for it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Day two of training camp, a spirited one, a day that went to the offense. And certainly we'll talk about that as things go on. The passing game looking very sharp. Josh McCown was on point today. We'll break that down in great detail. But before we do that, we talked about one of the new weapons in town, one of the new toys for this offense, and offensive coordinator John DeFilippo joining Matt Wilhelm and myself here in the Dog Bowl. The leading rusher in the history of the U, Duke Johnson. Duke, welcome to the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You? Thanks for having me.
It is certainly good to have you here. When you talk about that and you think about the people, Frank Gore, Willis McGahee, Clinton Portis, Edgerrin James, who have gone through the U, and you are the leading rusher in the history of that proud university, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. When I actually sit back and think about it, it's unbelievable at times. With the names that you said, it's crazy that now I'm the top guy statistically wise. It's a big honor.
Is it like a brotherhood? Do you guys stay in touch? I know I saw Clint Portis talking about you when you got drafted. Is that kind of, they're like, all right, now let's get to the next level, and they want to see you succeed to carry on that great tradition?
Yeah, it's a must because we hold ourselves to a high standard at Miami, especially running backs, our position. We make sure that everyone that comes before us and after us is on the right path. We make sure we lead them the right way. When we're in college, we lead the guys behind us and we bring them up, and it doesn't stop.
Duke, now walk us through the draft process. You leave the U, you go to the combine, you work out well. Was there an inclination at any point that do you have a specific conversation with Ray Farmer, Wilbert Montgomery, or Mike Pettine that really thought you were going to bring you to the Cleveland Browns?
No shot. Coach Montgomery's son kind of coached me in college.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the GA for us in college, so I was very close with him. And at the combine, me and Coach Montgomery just talked, we just talked in general. We wasn't talking about football.
It wasn't a specific meeting. It wasn't a meeting with you.
It wasn't a meeting. We just happened to come across each other. He stopped me. We just sat down, and we just started talking. But it was never really about, we're looking to draft you and feel this out, what you good at. Let's do some ball work. It wasn't none of that. It was just basically talking and see how the process was and how I was enjoying it and things like that. So I had no idea until I got the phone call.
Now that you are here, you've gotten integrated into John DeFilippo's offense. What do you like about this offense?
What do I like? Without giving everything away, it's fun. I get to show what I can do in every aspect of the game.
Have they talked to you about your role and what that's going to be? Have they ruled anything out? They said, listen, you're not going to come in here and carry it 20 times a game? Or they say, there's no limits on our greatness right now. We see you, because we've heard Giovanni Bernard be mentioned. We've heard Brian Westbrook as kind of that pass-catching guy who can move all around the formations and also carry the football.
I think my only role is to do my job. So whatever that may be, don't really have a specific it really comes down to whatever coach needs. If it's inside, if it's outside, they haven't really came to me and said, Duke, you're going to do just this.
Okay.
Let's do training camp. You did rookie mini camp. You did OTAs. And let's keep moving forward. Let's keep trying you different places. Let's keep trying things. And we'll figure it out before the season starts. And we'll figure it out. And we'll go from there. So we haven't really came up with an exact role for me, but to play football and make plays and help this offense out in any way I can.
The one thing that I know that many Browns fans were excited when we drafted you after seeing some of your highlights at the U is you bring a different personality to that room. You've got Isaiah Crowell, who last year accelerated in the zone run scheme. Terrence West, who's kind of like back and forth. He can run either way, but you're kind of like, in our eyes, the third down back, your ability to put that foot in the ground. And I've compared you, what I've seen so far, is to like LaDainian Tomlinson. The way you get those cleats in the ground and make that one cut, that jump cut, and essentially run through holes that people don't see. Is it exciting for you that there's an opportunity out there to immediately make an impact as a rookie here in Cleveland?
I must say so. Especially coming from college and doing everything I was doing, different ways I was getting used, and me being able to not change nothing about the way I do. I came in, they didn't ask me to change anything. They didn't ask me to be someone I'm not. Just come in and play the kind of football you used to playing and make plays. And I think I'm excited for just to see how this plays out, especially playing with the other guys in the room, because everyone bring their own kind of flavor to the running back position. Everyone bring their own kind of something to it. And just the way he used all us in and out is fun.
It certainly will be fun talking with Duke Johnson, rookie running back from the U here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Duke, how comfortable are you when you get flexed out and you're in the slot, or sometimes we've seen you all the way split out wide? Do you like that? Is that something you feel very comfortable doing? Because it looks very comfortable.
I do. I feel very comfortable being split out wide and being in the slot because I'm used to doing it. I've actually been doing it my whole life. I'm a running back in some forms, but I'm a natural athlete. I can pretty much do whatever. So when I'm out there, it's comfortable. I'm used to it. Been doing it my whole life, like I said, and it's fun.
It's fun. We like seeing it.
I love the offense. I love it. Just me showing different ways I can do things, and it's fun. Me in college, I didn't do as much as this. I was like a runner, but now that I'm at the next level and coaches actually giving me opportunity to line up and flex.
It's like you can be featured almost.
Yeah, it's fun. Create mismatches. Have fun with an offense.
And Will Montgomery, who knows a thing or two about running back, said that you remind him a little bit of Marshall Faulk coming out of the backfield, which I think is pretty high praise here. Now, you talked about the role, third down back, being involved in passing situations. As a rookie, the biggest hurdle to that is not your ability. It's pass protection. Mm-hmm. That's not something you were asked to do a ton of at the U. How has that been for you thus far? And I know we'll find out more when the pads come on, but how has it been so far?
I think the biggest thing about the pass protection with me is just identifying it early. Just knowing who's coming, when they're coming, and who you're responsible for and who you're not. That makes everything a lot easier. So you'll be able to identify things early, and when your guy do come, Coach Montgomery teaching us a great way of just attacking them, shooting your hands and standing in front of them, moving your feet. So it shouldn't be that difficult. As long as I do what I'm coached to do, I should be fine.
The one question that I continually ask as we will get more player access as training camp goes on is, beyond for you as a rookie just playing and being some type of contributor out of the backfield, what specific goals do you have for yourself this year?
For myself?
Yes. It can be numbers, it can be playing time, it can be a certain role.
My main goal is stay healthy, because I think I got drafted,
77th overall.
77th, third round.
Yep.
I got drafted in that spot for a reason. That's to help a team win in any way I can. And I think if I'm not healthy and I'm not on the field, I can't do it. So my main goal is to stay healthy, and everything gets to take care of itself.
I like that. We also know you were very good as a return man in college, over 31 yards per kick return to Miami. Is that something that you expect to do this year for the Browns? Not 31 yards, but I'm saying being involved in the return game.
Yeah. I think being the kick returner was something that I excelled at in college, and I'm hoping to do the same in the NFL. 31 yards is
totally different. Yeah, lofty
in the NFL.
You don't even get to return the kicks half the time in the NFL.
I'm just trying to get my golden kick return, just help the offense out, be smart with the ball, take care of the ball, and get my team into a better position to start the drive off.
And a few other questions that we've had come from fans since you had been drafted, and this is our first opportunity to speak with you, in that same light with returner. Do you have any experience as a punt returner? Because punt returner has been kind of like a juggling act here in Cleveland over the course of the last couple of years.
Do I have any experience?
Have you ever returned punts?
High school,
okay. So
I practiced in college, but I never really got game.
They never trusted you enough to do it, I guess.
I won't say trust.
But you don't put your feature back. You don't put your feature back. Right. Yeah, you don't put
exactly.
your feature back.
They're protecting
back there
the
to,
asset.
Yes. Yeah, so I get it.
I got you.
Yes. Tomorrow, first day in pads. Really, it'll be your first practice in pads since coming to the NFL. What are you excited about? What's kind of going through your mind as you get ready for it?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing. I don't put nothing above anything. Shorts, pads. It really doesn't matter what I'm in or what I'm doing.
Okay.
Go hard as I can and do what I do. I don't really try to put too much emphasis because we're in pads and it's the NFL. You playing with bigger guys and veterans and this and that. I try not to think like that. I just go out there and play the game I've been playing my whole life that I'm used to.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think the one thing that I'll be watching when it comes to you is the situations most likely that we'll see tomorrow is one-on-one pass rush with the linebackers or outside backers versus the backs and tight ends. Okay, that's one. But then where I really want to see you excel is you also do, where you get your payback on those guys in pass rush is when you do one-on-one routes out and covered. So the likes of ankles. Carlos Dansby covering you and Craig Robertson, Chris Kirksey, and so on and so forth, and where you get you out in space.
And that sucks because you named the best guys that can cover. You named, like, Dansby. You wouldn't think Dansby can cover because he's a lanky linebacker. He's
right.
A tall linebacker.
Yeah.
He can very well. And Craig is quick and athletic like a running back. He's very quick.
Right.
So you named the best, too, but.
You want to go against the best, don't you?
Of course.
Accept that challenge.
Of course. I just want to call it payback because while you said payback.
Means they won the first
They're going to get
Yeah, I hear you. Exactly. Good. You picked up on that. All right.
I want to call it payback.
It'll just be, you know, you get the advantage for you. You'll put the ball in your court. This offense today, very good day today. Dwayne Bowe said it was one of the best offensive performances he's seen in his 9 years in the league. You guys were humming. Got to the point where Dante Whitner felt the need to come over to the offense and say, oh, this is great. Wait till we see you. Let's get in pads tomorrow. What was it that made you guys successful today? What clicked?
I think everybody just doing their job. Everybody doing their job and trusting. The first day, everybody got to get the jitters out and everyone's nervous and everyone. It don't matter how long you've been in the NFL, how long you've been here, it's jitters. You're all going to have jitters coming back from break and just – making sure you understand the playbook and things of that sort. So I guess got the day one out the way, got all the pregame jitters, the pre-camp jitters. And we got into it today. Josh making some throws, and we just feeding off the energy from Josh.
My last question for you is, you know, how has the, you know, your acceptance as a rookie in the locker room gone? It, you know, it is a strong locker room. It is, you know, a semi-veteran locker room. But is it a full-on, you know, fun time? And you, because so many teams that I've been a part of, you bond together, but there are teams out there that you hear that offense doesn't like the defense or the position groups don't get along. But I just want to see, you know, your acceptance in the locker room, and do you enjoy the guys you're going to work with?
Coming out of college was the same thing with me here. Some guys bond, some guys talk to veterans. I mean, some veterans talk to rookies and so forth and so forth. Here, everyone talks to everyone. I talked to Witt this morning. He pulled me to the side and just talked to me this morning. I'm about simple stuff like vitamins, taking vitamins, eating right, things like that. And at most teams, you probably wouldn't get a veteran
right.
of his caliber talking to a rookie who just came in and haven't proved anything. So I think it's mutual. Everyone love everyone. We just want to see each other compete, get better, and help each other win.
How would you describe Wilbur Montgomery as a running back coach? He's one of our favorites. Listen, I love Wilbur.
I think I've been blessed. At my position, since I've been playing football, my position coach has always been cool and always been a very chill and laid-back guy from since I started as a kid all the way up to now. And he is everything. He can be strict, but when he's strict, he's really not strict because he's joking, but you know he mean business, and you can get anything from him. Especially when we in the room and we joking around and we have to have fun, and It's a two-way street all the time. Always happy, always cheerful, always. He loved it. He did it. He played football. So when we do things and we excel on and off the field, little things we do, he's happy for us. He like to joke around. He like to have fun. He don't make it all about
all business all the time.
Right. He like to have fun.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that we all enjoy about it. He makes us want to come to work every day.
What's the best piece of advice or coaching that he's given you so far?
Make it simple. Don't overthink. Play football. You've been doing it since almost you can walk. So play football. Don't overthink it. Just go out there and play.
Duke, well, thank you very much for the time. We're certainly very happy to have you here in Cleveland with the Browns. Excited to see tomorrow. Even though it's no big deal to have the pads on, we're excited to see the first padded practice and see you get after it. And so far, everything looks good, and we can't wait to see you in the real games.
Thanks, man.
Duke Johnson, the leading rusher in the history of the U, now ready to make his mark with your Cleveland Browns. When we come back, Matt and I will break down day 2 of training camp, a day for the offense here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.